How right Job was when he said that those at ease have contempt for misfortune. Lord, we acknowledge our lack of compassion before you for those in need. And we pray to share more of your heart, O restorer of broken walls. You desire that our hearts should be like well-watered gardens, springs whose waters never fail, but there's stuff that you need to do in our heart, Lord, to make it possible for us to share yours.
We remember how a hand touched Daniel and raised him up, causing him to stand, catching and strengthening him and all that came from that. We remember how you stretched out your hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth, and how you laid your right hand on John at the start of the revelation. Jesus, friend of sinners and mender of broken hearts, we pray today for those who are lonely and sick and who receive but little outside support and stimulus and few, if any, visits. Jesus, be the visitor.
Visit those whose relationships have broken asunder and whose hearts are raw and whose prospects are bleak. Release the grief in their heart, the tension in their muscles, the blockages in their hearts and minds, and draw as many as will let you do so fully under the shadow of your wing. Lay your hand afresh on us now, Lord. Even as Jehoshaphat brought many people back to the Lord, we're asking you to restore those who've wandered from the truth, because it's your word that restores the soul. And we pray that we may play our part by praying for you to restore those who are far from your presence.
Your goodness and compassion never falter nor fail. So come by whatever guise you choose to adopt and bring the reality of your goodness close to lonely souls this day, we pray.
For these weary hearts, Lord, we pray, where the slightest thing requires a great effort, draw people with cords of kindness. Their hearts are clashing, Lord, and out of alignment. So be a shelter from the wind, a refuge from the storm, a stream of water in the desert, and the shade of a great rock in a thirsty land. Oh, Lord, open the eyes of those who are blind. Open the ears of those who aren't used to listening to things that actually matter most for life and eternity. Part the veils of deception. Put to flight the fears and the reluctance that hold you at bay, so that they can be all that you would have them be, and noble plans may be embraced and noble deeds be performed.
Restore the confused to their rightful minds and the wastrel to the fear of the Lord. Let them recall moments when your presence has passed close by, or those times when they caught the whisper of a voice from heaven speaking truth to their inmost being. May they pay close attention to that light that shone in a dark place, so that in your great mercy they may embrace the new birth you are offering them and receive the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. May the morning star rise in their hearts, we pray.